95% of our lives are run and created by our subconscious mind programming. Imagine if your subconscious mind is running many negative, disempowering, and self-sabotaging programs. How will that 95% of your life turn out to be? Would you like help to change your subconscious programming into something that works for you and set it to attract and create everything you desire? Join Tamara Oviatt in her show Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer here on OM Times, where she will connect to the source energy and change your subconscious programming by deleting your negative belief systems. Tamara is the founder of Sacred Activations, a subconscious metaprogramming modality that rewires your brain and shifts hundreds of your belief systems so you can break away from lack, pain, and suffering, and take control of what you want to create in your life. Tamara has helped hundreds of thousands of people worldwide, and she is here to help you too. It's not about fighting what you don't want. It's about creating what you do want. And the only way to do that is to change and upgrade your subconscious programming. Let Tamara help you create magic in your world. Tune in every week at Metaprogramming and the Human Biocomputer.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So happy you joined in live today. And I'm so happy you're taking time out of your day to listen to this replay. I feel very honored. And I'm so excited when you guys show up. I have a dear friend of mine, Dr. Ann Whitehouse. I had the privilege to meet her in 2009, I think it was. Oh, no, 2013, excuse me. When I did my one of my first sacred activations practitioner trainings. She used to be a practitioner teacher for me, and she did a fantastic job. And I remember when I met her in 2013, I said, you're going to do great things. You're going to teach this for a while, but you're going to go off and you're going to do something else. And I'm honored to have you teach sacred activations while you're here. So, and I love you. And I just got to spend some time with her in October in Glastonbury, England. We hung out in the Abbey, our favorite place. She's truly, truly amazing. And that's why I have her here today. I know she works with women and their confidence and does workshops around that. She's got tons of different modalities she does. She's a pure heart. She is a really, really good person. So anybody that spends time with Dr. Ann, I know will be very thankful they did. So welcome to the show, Ann.
Thank you, Tamara. It's absolute pleasure to be here and share space with you and your wonderful people here.
So tell me, what are you doing? I know you have a book out, Pull Back Your Power.
That's right.
And now you're doing these workshops. What are the workshops about? How are you helping women stand in their confidence?
Okay, so here's the thing. We want to be powerful, to be empowered, to speak up, to fulfill all of our dreams in life. But what we've got is a problem with what I call the power dynamic between women and the world. Basically, this means that when you go into any situation where the old status quo energies are actually undermining you in some way, it's literally like walking into a power circuit. So you walk in that situation and your power gets drained, just like you're a battery. And when that happens, your system goes into a fight or flight, and you cannot be in your power. You are playing catch up. And there's often a lot of confusion around this because people think that they're empowered and assertive and they've done all the belief work and mindset and all the stuff, but then they have to speak up in a meeting or they have to have a difficult conversation with their partner, or they have to give a presentation, or if they're a healer or a coach, they want to get out online and do the lives, and they suddenly find they just can't be themselves and be powerful in that situation. So this is what I do. It is reprogramming that power dynamic so that you can be in that situation. And even when all the messages you're getting from people around you those subtle energetic messages are saying, no, you're not allowed to be here, or you aren't my equal, or you're not allowed to have authority in this space. You can then change that power flow. And when you do that, your system feels safe. And that's when, you know, you can relax and be yourself. And, you know, it applies to everybody, men as well as women, but women are particularly susceptible to this because we're living still in a male default world and all that that means.
That's fantastic. So how do you do that? And what do you have coming up? And can we run some type of experience today?
We can do all of those things.
Okay, perfect.
So how do we do that? Well, the way to think about it is this, that you start off in life, you know, full of light, but as soon as you start to interact and maybe you get put down or maybe you experience some kind of abuse or bullying or whatever, then what happens is that your energy gets frozen in those experiences and you get locked into a power draining dynamic. And it just sits there completely locked under the surface. Meanwhile, you're going on with your life, pushing forwards, trying to achieve your potential or realize your dreams or, you know, whatever that might be for you. But wherever you're in that space, this power drain is undermining you underneath. So what we need to do is to literally pull back the power in those experiences so that, you know, we make them actually energetically safe. So I'm not talking about belief work or clearing, you know, in terms of beliefs or programs. It goes beautifully with that. It's complementary to that. It's a more kind of visceral energy flow thing. So when we do that in someone's actual past, and also what is perhaps even more exciting is learning how to change. You know, with your mind, this is something anybody can do. Change a power flow. So if you're with somebody and you can feel them taking away your power, or you can feel it draining, and you might feel this not being able to speak up, or maybe an anxiety comes up, or stress, or you've got to do something, but there's much more fear around what you're doing than there should be logically. That to me says, your power is draining in this situation. So it's a case of, you know, stopping that power drain and bringing the power back and then magnifying it and then anchoring it. So it's an ongoing sort of building process. Most people have gone through life, you know, with their energy field not being able to really hold their energy at all. That's certainly what I found when I discovered, you know, how to do this. I was probably about 48, 49 years old at the time. And when I did it, the feeling was like, oh my goodness, I've never felt this before. I thought I was empowered. I thought I was confident, having gone through, you know, a lot of healing. And yet when I healed those power wounds, the difference was unbelievable. So,
fantastic.
No. So what I would like to do today, if we can do that, is to actually guide people through a process of bringing their power back. So
absolutely. Let's take a early break then, and when we come back, we'll have you do that process. So everybody, we're going to go to commercial. When we come back, Dr. Ann is going to do a process with you, and then I'm going to run some activations for you. So make sure you hang out, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Thank you.
Om Times TV. Imagine becoming a super influencer. Reinvent yourself, invest in your brand, and then manifest your success with a robust spheric approach. Om Times Media and Broadcasting offers a unique and multifaceted way to become the spiritual and conscious influencer you deserve to be by putting your message across our powerful platform with its proven record of integrity and excellence. Through our produced shows, Om Times offers the opportunity to become a social media TV personality, a radio show host, an Om Times magazine columnist, and a syndicated podcaster, all in one shot. By live streaming your show on OM Times TV and broadcasting it across the extensive OM Times radio and TV networks, you become more than a host. You become an ambassador and a force for positive change. OM Times. Open yourself to the possibilities. Do you want to go deeper into sacred activations, which is a subconscious metaprogramming process? Tamara Oviatt is inviting you to visit her website at tamaraoviatt.com to sign up and get lifetime access to free 7 activations that you can listen to anytime you want or as often as you need. If you like what Tamara does and like to incorporate sacred activations into your life, she also offers live webinars, masterclasses, and practitioners training to further support your healing, manifestations, and expansion. There are hundreds of activations on her website that address different aspects of your life, money, health, relationships, intuitive abilities, and more. Head over to her website at tamaraoviatt.com and experience the magic of sacred activations. Thank you for listening.
If I could be you, and you could be me, for just 1 hour. If we could find a way to get inside each other's minds.
Walk a mile in my shoes. Walk a mile in my shoes. Well, before you abuse, criticize, and accuse. Walk a mile in my shoes.
Hey, you guys, welcome back. So Dr. Ann's going to do a process with you, and she has a free gift for you. So I wanted to tell you now, because a lot of times after a process, we don't even hear it because we're still a little zoned out. So go ahead.
Okay, lovely. So what this is, it is a really deep energy healing, which is going to take you through this power process in order to pull power back in a particular situation. I'm going to do a version of that with you now, so you can really feel that difference. But in the recording, it's longer. It allows you to go deeper. It allows you to bring up more aspects of the power to be pulled back. So all you need to do to get the benefit, I'm sure you know with the Tamara's work, all you need to do is to relax, listen, mentally, give permission like that you want to receive it, and then allow the energies to work. And it will guide you through the mental process. But don't worry if you drift off while you're listening to it. That's absolutely fine. The words are part of the process, but they are absolutely not essential, because it's an energetic process that's going on. So this is the first thing that I always want to share with people, because once you can get that first bit of power back, it can then begin to snowball, to grow. And as soon as your system begins to feel it, then that can, that can become a new default, and you can build on that and build on that and build on that. And the idea is that you end up holding your power all the time throughout your day, no matter who you're dealing with, whether it's an argument or a confrontation or something's really stressful or something unexpected happens. Instead of your power leaving, you are holding it, and that makes you more confident, feeling more resilient, stronger, much less stress, less anxiety. So it's all good, really. It's all good. And I would like to emphasize that this is absolutely a beautiful compliment to all the fantastic work that Tamara does. It's if you've done all of the beautiful activations, and then you can use the power, that's going to just basically really reinforce that in the body. So totally, totally compatible. So how you get it, very simple. You just need to go to my website, which is feminineconfidence.com/power. So it's feminineconfidence.com/power. And this healing is absolutely going to help men as well as women. So don't be put off by my domain name. This is for everybody.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, let's go for it. I'm ready.
Okay, so I would invite you to think about a situation where you are currently experiencing stress or worry or anxiety, or maybe frustration, you know, any emotion that shows you that you are not in, you know, a divine alignment with what's going on. So just think of one thing. So this could be a difficult situation with a person. It could be something you're stressed about, like, for example, your work situation or your money or relationship. Anything will do, but just pick one thing.
Got it.
Okay. So what I want you to do now is close your eyes and, you know, allow yourself to be in that experience. We don't need to do this too long, but just so that your subconscious can put you there and your body begin to feel what is going on. So you more than likely are going to begin to feel some of that stress or anxiety or worry beginning to come up, find your stress levels going up a bit. Okay. So what's happening is that as you put yourself into that situation, this power draining mechanism is beginning to trigger and your power is draining away to that situation. Okay, that's great. I'm just connecting to the group here. Now I want you to see if you can feel where in your body you're losing the power from. It might be from your heart, your throat, your stomach, your abdomen, might be from your head. There's no right or wrong answer. It's just what your system does. So for me, invariably it's going to be from the chest, the heart area. But it could be anywhere in your body. So just see if you can get a sense of where that is. So you might feel a tension, you might feel a bit more stress or anxiety in that part of your body. If you can't, don't worry. If you can't, just go with the heart. Okay. So now we're ready to go on to the next part. So I want you to imagine the situation or the person in front of you. And you see them holding a ball, a brightly colored ball. And that is your power. Now the key is that we need to get that power back. We need to get it back, but we can't just take it, because this mechanism, this power drain that I'm talking about, can get very locked in the wrong direction. I want you to imagine reaching out your arms, grabbing hold of that colored ball, and begin to pull it back to you. And as you pull it back, you realize that the ball is threaded onto a wire. And the wire is going from that person to your body. And the wire is going to the place in your body where you are losing the power. So it might be attached to your heart, your stomach, your throat. And imagine that as you pull this ball back, it's really, really difficult. It's like the wire is really rough and you're putting all your effort into pulling it back. It's quite a slow process, and it's important that you do this slowly, because this is unlocking the fight or flight mechanism. So imagine pulling it back, and it's a lot of resistance, hence that the pulling. Then I want you to take a deep breath, and as you do so, pull the ball right into your body. Now put all of your mental focus inside your body, where that ball is. So imagine it brightly colored, maybe sparkling, flashing lights. It's completely grabbing your attention. Because at this point, we want to make sure that your subconscious doesn't go back. So holding that focus inside your body, focusing on that ball. Focus, focus, focus. And I'm going to support you with some energy at this time. So just relax, keep your focus on that ball of your power. Now imagine that the ball has become really magnetic. And all of the parts of yourself, the bits of power that were taken away and lost in this experience are now flying back. They're flying back and sticking onto you. It's coming back to you. Just keep your focus on that ball, imagining the colors, imagining the lights. And you're so focused on it that it's like you can't even remember what the situation was. So now I'm just going to do a little bit of a bit more energy work here. So the reason why the power left you in that situation is can be quite involved, and it involves your past and those power drains I was talking about. But what we can do, we can literally put in like a block on the power drain so that when you see that person again, it's not going to happen again. So you can imagine like whether we are building like a matrix of power, something to enable you to hold your power in that situation. So you can imagine it like a sort of three-dimensional, beautiful, beautiful web structure surrounding you. So any power drains, any holes, any wounds relating to that situation, we are healing those energetically, literally bringing in an energy structure to stop that power drain. That's beautiful. Okay, so now we've got that structure. Imagine, or go back to the ball of power inside you. And as you focus on it, see it getting brighter and brighter and brighter, and it's expanding. So it's filling the whole of your chest, the whole of your body. It's filling your arms down to your fingertips, right down to your toes, right the way through your head, out into your energy field. This is your power, your beautiful, authentic, amazing power. So this has always been part of you, and you know that, but when it's been drained, that means you haven't been able to really experience that in certain situations. So now feel that energy of your power filling up the power matrix we've just made. And just to explain a little bit of the difference between other things you might have done in the past. While you have these power holes in your system, putting the power in is like pouring water into a sieve. It just can't contain it. And what we're doing is we are changing the sieve for, you know, a bowl, so you can actually hold and contain that power without it draining away. So just feel that energy filling up the matrix, that power matrix we've just built in your energy field. But feel it, that it is, it's robust, it's tangible. So let's just now label this, let's teach your system that this is normal, it's automatic, it's your default, holding this beautiful, complete, what's the word I want, kind of structure of power around your whole being. This is normal for you in that situation. It's normal for you with that person. That's lovely. Okay. So then when you're ready, open your eyes. And I want you to think about that person, that situation again, and see how that feels different in your body. Not in your mind, but really a real sort of visceral thing. How does that feel?
Feels amazing. How are you guys feeling? Really nice, huh? Would anybody like to share? So tell me what kind of experiences you've had with this work.
Sorry, you cut out for a second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Tell me the kind of experiences you've had with this work. What are your clients saying? What kind of
it's amazing, actually. The thing is this, there are so many people who have so much to offer and such an amazing mission and something to create in the world, but the fact that this power hasn't been held has just been holding them back. And for example, I had one lady who she helps people to write their book, and she those fantastic heart-based energy, but she could not get to the next level of visibility because she couldn't deal with doing a Facebook Live or being interviewed or that doing what we're doing now. She couldn't be in that visible space because the power was dropping out. And so when we changed this, she literally took off and just flew. And it was just so, so beautiful to see. And I've had women who have been in very male dominated environments, and they're being talked over and dismissed, and in their, you know, by themselves they are very assertive, but in these particular key situations it's been, you know, just draining away, and it's absolutely transformed. I had one lady who ended up, she was chairing a public meeting where people were complaining about planning permission and things. It was very aggressive, and she managed to hold the whole thing together. And I know that that kind of situation is a nightmare for many people to do all that confrontation. But the two things which I really want to share, I had this one lady who, she'd actually been in an abusive relationship for 40 years, and she, you know, she did this with me, pulling back her power, repowering her system. And she just, that gave her, you know, the courage to actually speak out and say what was happening for her, you know, in her life, and make those changes. And I had another woman who did that, and she had the courage to take herself and her children away from her violent alcoholic partner. And yeah, it's just magic. It just provides that energy connection when you've done all the work, and yet somehow you can't step into that space. It's because the energy, this power flow, isn't connected correctly, so that you're being drained. But you know that absolutely can be changed. And the, you know, the things that I've heard and how it's affected people's lives, it's just, you know, it's humbling and it's amazing. And yeah, I'm so grateful that I, you know, was given this information that I can now share with you.
Yeah, that's absolutely beautiful. I love what you're doing. A lot of people, men and women, definitely need that help to stand in their power and to be seen and to be heard and to be able to do Facebook Live or this. I couldn't have done this years ago.
Nor I.
Yeah. You know how I got my training?
Here we are.
I got my training. I was working at Video Concepts in like 1982. And we sold video equipment and the first brand new home computers and beta machines and big screen. You remember those big screen TVs?
Yes.
And so my boss would make us role play on the camera and he would film us. So I was so nervous.
I can imagine. What a nightmare.
Now it's like, I got something in my eye. You know, it's like, it's like I'm just sitting here talking to a friend. Well, and I am.
Well, yes.
Yeah. And sharing with my friends, which is what I'm doing. So I know that really helped me. I'm so thankful for that. And then I was in marketing, having to call people and talk to them and stuff like that, which really, really, really helped me get over my shyness. But a lot of people didn't get that opportunity that I got to do that. So they definitely need help with learning to be in their power and to be able to stand out, to be able to be seen, to pull back their power so they're not getting ran over in meetings or on exactly. dates or in relationships.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's important to be us and take care of us in order to show up.
Exactly.
How do we show up?
The first time that I did this on myself, it was the very first level of this. And I was I went to a workshop, which was completely out of my comfort zone. Normally I would have been the woman in the corner playing with my coffee spoon, trying to be invisible. But when I was holding my power, I mean, I was able to just automatically speak up and be relaxed and be me and be confident.
Yeah.
And I had never experienced that in 5 decades of life. I'd always had to push myself, screw myself up, push through the anxiety and the stress and all the rest of it, and then worry about what to say and, you know, look all awkward. And that just went. It was gone when I held my power. It was amazing, absolutely amazing.
That's fantastic. I mean, that's absolutely beautiful what you're doing and helping people in that process. You know, you did yourself and the changes you've made in yourself to show up. But I've always seen you as an amazing person.
Oh, thank you, Sam.
Yeah. I you know, we talk about that every time I see you. I remind you, remember in 2013, I told you what you would be doing.
Yeah, that was Avery, wasn't it? In the Standing Stones when we talked about that.
Yeah, it's so weird. You know, I don't always get that information on people, but there's certain people I get information on and I'm supposed to pass it on to them. So you're one of them. And because I don't claim to be a psychic or a reader, you know what I mean? And that's not work I'm interested in. But when I get messages like that, I love to share it. But even cooler is I love to see it. Because I get to now watch what you're doing. It's like, ooh, that's really cool.
You know? It is really cool.
And isn't that the funnest part of what we do, transforming lives, is watching people shift and how much wonderful. They change?
It's wonderful.
I mean, yeah. I can't imagine doing anything better than what we do. Help people shift their lives to be in their power and watch them do it. It's like raising a child. You know what I mean? When you're raising a child and you're seeing them crawl and run and play and go off to college like your son did. I mean, those are or has done is amazing feelings and excitement to see the success in people and their shifts.
It is wonderful. When you first see them and they look crushed or gray and you know that they're so wonderful and yet they haven't been able to express that in their life. And then you see them literally come back to life and blossom. It's humbling and it's the most fantastic job on the planet, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And get the color back in their face, the smile on their face, you know, instead of being really upset. Yeah, it's really beautiful. Thank you.
It's my great pleasure. It's been so lovely. And then thank you for inviting me to share here with
absolutely.
Your beautiful people.
Yeah, absolutely. Love you. Please tell your list. We're so sorry about the time mess up. So I know you guys are hearing the replay. We shoot this live and the time change from California and the UK and stuff. Thank you for being here. I super appreciate you. I love you. I look forward to seeing you next time I'm in England.
Definitely. Definitely. It's a date. I look forward to
it. Okay. Good, good, good. Yeah. Last time I was there, we got 2 days together, which was.
It was wonderful. So wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah, it was beautiful. All right, sweetheart. Sending you lots of love. Thank you so much. All right, you guys, you're welcome to stick around. I'm just going to get going on activations and stuff like that. Oh my God. We are doing practitioner training this coming weekend. We are doing master's practitioner training the weekend after that, and the weekend after that, and the weekend after that, because it's a 3-weekend class. There's tons of webinars, nanobite technology webinars, IA. It's all going to be about that information and shifting those energies. That's also coming up. It's all there. We got a manifestation coming up, blah, 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 blah. There's so much. Just check out the website. And if you're listening for the first time, make sure you sign up at tamaraoviatt.com. You get 7 free activations and you get all the replays of this. And if you can, you can join in live or get notice of the replay when it's out. So let's do some activations. So I invite you, and if it's a first time listening, connect into your heart. The energy I run starts to shift you right away. Sometimes it's about 3 days before it starts coming up. And if you feel emotional, just understand that it's just stuff leaving and you'll be okay. We offer a free guided meditation for grounding and connecting and a more information of what you could be going through during this process. So it'll help you understand and feel calmer about it. Okay, so just imagine closing your eyes and going into your heart. And the first thing I hear is anger and resentment at God. So really think about anybody you're angry at. So anger and resentment at God or anybody. Healthy boundaries. Okay, let's just bring in happy, happy, joy, joy. I don't want to overwhelm you with after activations after the process of what Dr. Ann did. So I'm just going to take it really easy today. Okay, so I want you to have the effect from Dr. Ann and have that experience without it being overwhelmed with a lot of activations also. So let's just bring in happy, happy, joy, joy. And of course, we're still releasing anger and resentment towards God and healthy boundaries. Okay, bring your energy into Mother Earth. Whenever you're ready, you can open your eyes. And if you are listening to a replay and it's time to go to sleep, you can drift off to sleep now and have an amazing rest. If it's time to continue your day, you're wide awake, alert, and ready to go. I loved your process, Dr. Anne. It's really beautiful. So you guys check out our website. Thank you everybody for being here. I'm gonna end the show early. I have been teaching in Japan. I've got Japan in the morning. I have been full on out. I was in a meeting with Japan last night until late. I got up at 4 a.m. this morning. I'm gonna quit whining now. I'm not whining. I actually feel really blessed at how busy I am. I really do. But we've had what Dr. Ann did, and is really all you needed. So we don't need to continue this for an hour. Go have an absolutely beautiful day, and I'll see you next week. Okay. Thank you so much. And thank you, Ann, for being here. I love you very much. And she's really beautiful, you guys. All right, you guys, have an absolutely amazing day. Thanks. Bye.